This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. I invite you to look at our main altar. That is the kind of death Jesus died for us on the cross. A quote I came across, not pun intended, while preparing for today's homily said, "Christ on the cross shows us the depths of evil which humans are capable and the heights of love to which humans are called." I'll repeat it again. Christ on the cross shows us the depth of evil of which we humans are capable and the heights of love which we humans are called. I find this quote to be powerful. The cross in which we see our Savior hung upon represents both evil and love. Two words we often do not put together. I think we all know what evil humans can do and are capable of. Abuse, murder, discrimination, hatred. We all know about the evil present in our own lives, either by the evil that has been done to us or by evil that we have committed to others. Hopefully, we also all know the love to which we are called to, the love of caring for our family members, or sacrificing our immediate needs for others, or being kind to our neighbor. We all know about the love present in our lives, either by the love that has been shown to us, or by love that we've shown to others. On the cross, Jesus experiences the depth of human evil, and at the same time, he expresses the height of human and divine love. We tend to not think about the evil present at that time. We may find it difficult to express the love of others as well. It is no secret that each of us are called to live out the passion and death of Christ in our own lives. No one is excused from its agony. Following Christ means traveling the same road, suffering, laying down one's life, and leaving everything in the hands of God. This looks good on paper and sounds good to the ear, but it's difficult to live. Who wants to suffer? Who wants to lay down one's life for others, or leave everything completely in God's hands and to not be in control? I don't. There are a lot of things that I don't want to do, but I do them anyway. To suffer, to lay down one's life, to not be in control are three things I think Jesus did not want to do either. Yet he did them anyway. Just think about Jesus' agony in the garden. We have an image of it in the church, which is the second window from the end on your right side. Jesus prayed to God that the cup of his Father would pass. But if it is your will, I will do it. Oftentimes, I think about how we sometimes say we doubted God or we struggled with God. Jesus himself asked God to remove the cup that was placed before him. But if it is your will, I will do it. The same is for us. To suffer, to lay down one's life, to not be in control, those are three ways that Jesus expressed the height of his love for us. Well, how can we express the height of our love for Jesus? Well, let's try. Between now and Palm Sunday, I invite you to do three things that express the height of your love for Jesus. This could mean writing a gratitude list. It could mean praying before going to bed. It could mean volunteering at the soup kitchen or health clinic, or at the CYO or the Samaritan Center. It could be donating money to a charity. It could be recommitting to our Lenten sacrifice or our Lenten addition just for one day, or doing something nice for someone without expecting recognition. I think it is safe to say and to assume that all of us, you and I, seek to be with God in heaven, to be in the presence of love itself. Christ on the cross truly shows us the depth of evil which humans are capable and the heights of love which humans are called to. Remember, there are no crown bearers in heaven who are not cross bearers on earth. None of us can bear the crown of heaven without bearing a cross here on earth. Think of Our Lady. She's imaged here in the second window on the right to your right, my left, where she's being crowned by Jesus, her son, by God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. We know that Mary suffered much. She watched her son die on the cross, and yet she is crowned with glory in heaven. That, our destiny, is heaven. May you and I be people who bear our crosses on earth, and one day we will be crown bearers in heaven, like Our Lady and all the saints.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.